Hey, this is Deborah Holdship. In this episode of Listen in Michigan, I am taking you out to the Diag because it's that special time of year, Festifall, when all the student organizations and clubs take their tables and their posters and their candy and their boundless enthusiasm in the quest to generate excitement for their club and their cause. So I'll meet you out there in a couple seconds. Get ready, because it's like New York City. It is super loud out there. All right, I'm out on the Michigan Diag. I'm standing under a shady tree surrounded by a circle of students and tables and colors and signs. I'm looking at organizations about gender and sexuality, social fraternities and sororities, health and wellness, spirituality, business, education, career-oriented things. There are a cappella groups, there are dance groups, there are theater groups. I mean, you would not believe it. Anything you can think of, basically, you can find out here.
I belong to the Biomedical Engineering Society, the National Council of Negro Women, Beta Mu Epsilon, which is a biomedical fraternity.
Magazine for Women of Color.
The National Society for Black Engineers, part of a lot of
I mean, honestly, it's almost overwhelming at how many awesome opportunities and clubs and organizations and people that Michigan has to offer.
It's a whole lot of fun out here, I think. It's really lively. Lots and lots of shouting and screaming.
No candy.
In the best way. No candy from us, sorry.
Oh, come on, guys.
Next year, you're giving us ideas.
Yeah, you need candy.
We're Empowered Entrepreneurship, and we're the largest student entrepreneurship organization on campus, so we're running that.
Right on.
We are MFLY. We are a student design team up on North Campus in the Wilson Center, and every year we design and build three planes for competition. We have an aerodynamics team, a propulsion team, a structures team, a business team, and an avionics team for these two planes. And then the other plane has a software, hardware, and airframe team.
So basically, we support students looking to become actuaries. So we hold a lot of professional development things, such as resume workshops, mock interviews. We partner with the Career Center to have them help us out for the career fairs. We just started last year throwing our own career fair just for actuaries.
How'd that go?
It went really well. Yeah, we had 18 companies come. A lot of students got internships or full-time positions from it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, it worked out really well.
The belief of Vedanta is sort of that, you know, everyone is already on the path, and, you know, even the idea of God is a very personalized thing.
So our mission on campus is basically to connect Muslim students, whether they be undergrads or grads, to each other and to keep them connected to their faith while they're on campus.
We are a Christian fellowship group on campus. We're just here to help serve the needs of students.
I am a Republican. I believe in a small government. I believe that the power should lie with the people and with the states. And so that's kind of where my basis of my party affiliation lies. Here on campus, I think we do a really great job of creating inclusive dialogue for people of all ends of the spectrum to feel included. We have a lot of good conversations and also a lot of bonding events, just to know you have a conservative support network here at campus. So whether we're painting the rock or going to the gun range and practicing our Second Amendment right, we definitely make sure the campus knows that we exist and there's a place for conservative voice here.
We meet with the architects and the university officials who are leading these projects, and we basically give like the student voice and the student opinions about what we'd like to see change in these buildings. Like, so for example, the IM building, which was just renovated, we suggested that they remove a pool and add more cardio space, because that's something that we noticed that students were really wanting.
Oh, okay.
And so they actually listened to us and they did that. So it's very empowering.
I'm here for Camp Kesem. It's a nonprofit organization, and it's a summer camp for kids whose parents have cancer. And so it's a free week of camp for them. We do all the fundraising throughout the year so that they don't have to pay to come to camp.
We're an exchange student from Germany, and that's a great opportunity to come in contact with other students. So we're just walking around and...
What do you think?
Honestly, it's awesome.
Okay, in College Democrats, especially after the election, a lot of people came up to us and they asked, like, are you guys even still doing things? Because they figured, like, you know, we lost, we're done. But it's actually an incredibly exciting time. We have a lot of people coming up to us, especially during recruitment events like this, asking to be a part of it. They're really excited about it, so that's been great. On campus more broadly, there's been a lot of activism and a lot of movement in the last few years, which is really exciting. So it's good to see that on campus.
What augments the Michigan education is what you do out of class. What makes Michigan such a great engineering college is the fact that you can do these amazing, cool experiences that you can't do at other colleges.
How do you guys get along with the Solar Card team?
No comment. No. They're okay.
We're neighbors.
We're neighbors. We live and work in the Wilson Center right next to each other. There aren't issues. They are okay.
We have people ranging from arts to business all throughout our org. So I'm actually an industrial engineering major, but I'm doing a minor in entrepreneurship, but I'm thinking of going into education.
I am a double major in psychology and music and a minor in community action and social change.
I'm a first-year dietetics graduate student. A lot of my work is, you know, helping people, like maybe they talk about their diet in a problematic way or in a very restrictive way, and I encourage them to think in alternative ways. So less number counting, more like how do you feel about what you're eating, and just a more holistic sense of health. So like your health isn't solely determined by how many times you hit the gym. That's one part of it, but there's so much more.
I am a junior out of five studying computer science and mathematics. Presently, LGBTQ plus individuals are not very well represented in STEM, and even if they are in STEM, they're frequently kind of forced to hide that part of their identity. So this organization is kind of working to change that, really.
So we're progressives. We fight for all sorts of progressive issues on campus. One thing we like to do is collaborate with other student orgs that might have a stake in one of these causes. Environmental groups, women's groups, LGBTQ groups, racial equality groups, anything like that. We're also connected with Our Revolution, which came out of the Bernie Sanders campaign. So we're interested in moving the Democratic Party more leftward, fighting for things like single-payer health care, raising the minimum wage, anything like that.
Couple squirrels that actually like know like when you're gonna come and like feed them, so they'll kind of come up to the group already. So it's pretty funny to like know that they recognize you and are super approachable in like that aspect. So,
and our goal this semester is to get a squirrel in those underpants.
Oh my god, why underpants?
You know, I think it would just be pretty funny to see a squirrel running around in underpants. You know, a squirrel in a t-shirt, that's, you know, okay, whatever. But a squirrel in underpants, that's next level.
Hey, are you guys part of a club or are you looking to join one?
Boxing team.
Oh, you're on a boxing team? Yeah. All right. Why do you like boxing? It freaks me out.
It's more, yeah, I mean, you look at it, if you just look at the cover of a book, right, you just see it's a brutal, looks violent, but, I mean, just, there's so much more that goes into it.
Exactly. You can get better, you can grow, be a part of a team, like you said.
Right, and even deeper than that is just the discipline that you have to have and the mental toughness to prove to yourself that you can get in the ring and, like, you know, take a punch, yeah, right? You gotta roll with the punches.
Like, it's not just fighting, it's like any other sport, you know, like golf, like mentally and everything.
And in life, you know, you put yourself in an uncomfortable situation and you train to be comfortable in the uncomfortable.
I think it's really important to step out of your comfort zone and branch out when you're at a place like Michigan, because there's so many diverse people and beliefs, and so I think you really grow as a person if you really step out and just try to experience as much differences as you can.
The reason I love it is just because I met so many people of varying backgrounds. We have anywhere from first year undergrads to, you know, PhD students and medical students, and so it's a really great way to meet people who are different but share that same passion for music.
It's very intense, like the energy is very high. I just talked to someone on the parkour club. It's a release from academic studies. It's like a way to revamp myself, an outlet basically.
I took a gap year right before starting school last year. I'm a sophomore now. And on my gap year, I went to Costa Rica and learned a lot about sustainability and about like working for the environment. And when I came back, I was like, you know what? I really want to get super involved in that at school and bring it to other people in Michigan.
It's just really fun to be around other people who share your passion. And at the same time, it looks great on a resume. But the thing that really like makes you want to do it is it's kind of like a family, right? It's kind of interesting just to see a bunch of nerds who love aircraft hanging out together all the time, you know.
U of M in 2017 is, I still think, the epicenter of so much social change and in STEM, so much like groundbreaking research. And the university is not slowing down at all in that way.
Well, Quiz Bowl is like an academic competition where four people per team, and we're on buzzers, sort of like Jeopardy.
Okay.
It's more academic style and longer questions, and we compete in tournaments across the, well, Midwest mostly. So, like, there's literature questions, art questions, music, science, geography, all that history, that kind of thing. There's also, they also throw in a little bit of pop culture once in a while. But in order to, like, win nationals, you study a lot.
Okay.
That wasn't me. I was in the middle.
Well, that's good, though. Now, tell me your name.
My name's Mark.
Mark, and your last name?
Karabajakian.
Well, can you spell that for me?
Karabajakian.
That's the best name I've ever heard. And how does Mark go, with a C or a K?
With a K.
Spell for me?
APPLEGATE.
Awesome.
It's a pretty boring name.
No, it's not.
MAHMOOD.
Tell me how to spell your last name.
BATTERBEE.
DE capital P-R-A-T-O. One word.
DELEKTA.
Shevin, S-H-E-V-I-N.
Shandival, S-C-H-A-N-D-E-V-E-L.
Q-U-E-N-T-A-Y-U. B-H-A-N-E-L-L-E.
N-I-K-O-L-S. Oh, but please, Nico.
Mealy, M-I-E-L-E.
L-A-N-K.
N-U-E-T-Z.
S-H-A-N-M-U. G-A-S-U-N-D-A-R-A-M.
Try something breathy! Try something new!
Try something new. Shouldn't we all? I mean, that's basically the credo for your entire college experience. When the heck else are you going to get to do all this crazy stuff? All right, well, till next time, I hope you enjoy Listen in Michigan podcasts at iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also find us at michigantoday.umich.edu. Click on the Topics tab and look for podcast. All right, take it easy. Till next time, I think I'm going to go check out the women's rugby team from a distance.
Education people here in Ann Arbor and also in Guatemala. And together they're working on these 12 different teams. It's a 12 by 12.
Thank you.
How would you do?